It's The Current's Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Mary Lucia, and we're going to talk about a duo who are dropping a double bomb project on us coming up in September. And we're also going to talk about a SoundCloud sensation that's grabbing attention.
But first, a few of today's headlines. It's Wednesday, September 5th. Congratulations to Dolly Parton, who has been named the MusiCares Person of the Year.
Perfect. She's deserving of any award.
This is the nonprofit initiative associated with the Grammys that raises funds to support musicians in need. So that every year they pick a musician or a band, and as in the case of last year, and they do a big tribute concert. It raises a lot of money. Recent honorees have included Fleetwood Mac, Tom Petty, Lionel Richie, Bob Dylan, and in 2019, Dolly Parton. The New York City subway is paying tribute to the Queen of Soul.
As they should. Now, if I understand this correctly, the people started paying tribute to it before the city stepped in, yes?
Yeah. And then the city decided to step in and create their own official tribute to Aretha Franklin at the Franklin Avenue stops in the New York City subway. They added signs saying, respect. So you can read them left to right. Respect to Franklin Avenue.
Lovely.
K-pop is back on top. So earlier this year, the group BTS took their album Love Yourself, Tear to number one, which made them the first K-pop group to go to number one on the Billboard 200. And now they've become the second K-pop group to top the Billboard 200 with the second part of a trilogy of Love Yourself albums. This is called Love Yourself Answer. It's on top of the Billboard 200. It features selections from the first two Love Yourself albums, as well as new tracks like a collaboration with Nicki Minaj called Idol.
So, Tenacious D, who have sort of been out of, they've performed live, but they haven't released a record or anything official in a while. They're sort of breaking that dry spell by putting out a project called Post Apocalypto, and it's going to be an animated series on YouTube, as well as an album. But the six-part YouTube series been recorded by them. They did all the voices. Every frame of the show was hand-drawn by Jack Black. And the thing is, this makes perfect sense because this is a band that people debate all the time. Are they real? Are they cartoons? It makes perfect sense. And of course, they'll have help with some of their friends like Dave Grohl. And subject is that an atomic bomb has dropped on the world that Tenacious D live in. And I guess there's great songs, as you would expect, and they've got to save the world. So there's this unimaginable twist and turn, insane visits to the White House, which makes this both musical and also political as well.
The episodes themselves won't start dropping until September 28th, but there is a teaser out now. You can see it over at thecurrent.org. At the beginning of this clip, Jack Black and Kyle Gass get out of a refrigerator to discover the world has changed forever.
Dude. Oh, my God.
Where are we?
Oh, my God. What have we done to Mother Earth?
Well, we didn't do anything, did we?
Humanity, Cage. Humanity. What have we done to Mother Earth?
So we're talking about a guy named Sheck West. He's a 19-year-old rapper from Harlem, and you might not have heard of him unless you are one of the many SoundCloud rap fans, or unless you're a follower of Shaquille O'Neal, or a reader of the New York Times.
Well, let's just tie all those things together, Jay. What?
Sheck West. So this is an interesting story. His track is just breaking into Billboard's Hot 100, so it's really just starting to get the attention of the music industry writ large, but it's already a viral hit on SoundCloud, which is how a lot of people discover music now, especially indie hip-hop like this. So you can drop a track on SoundCloud, and instantly, if you hit the right influencer, it can spread. This has been lighting up party floors across America. And now it's starting to break into the mainstream. And so the New York Times actually did a cool video feature where they interviewed Sheck West, the rapper behind the song, and the producers behind it. So this is a project, it's kind of like the Super Organism project, where the producers and the musicians met online, put this whole track together without all of them being in the same room together. So the producers meet online, they create these beats, and they kind of create them in collaboration with Sheck West, who comes in and lays down this track. The track is called Mo Bamba, which is named after the Orlando Magic Center, the basketball player. And he records the whole track in one take, 20 minutes.
What?
And it's a sort of like sing-song tribute, kind of this swaggering, you know, rap boast. And 20 minutes, he's done. The producers are like, love what you've done with this. Now let's do it again and refine it. He's like, nope. That's
done.
It. It's perfect.
Yes.
They're like, do you want to add another hook? Nope. No, this is good. And they're like, well, all right. And they put it out online, and all of a sudden, it is all over the place. The success of this track, Mo Bamba, is an illustration of how music can go viral very quickly with zero support from radio, from any kind of record labels, even from major streaming services. Mm-hmm. It can just hit the dance floors fresh off the laptop. So our viral clip for today is an epic Queen tribute by the Ohio State Marching Band.
The Ohio State University Marching Band wants you to take them home tonight as they rock you with the music of Queen.
I don't know how much time it took this marching band to prepare this tribute. And I guess I'm not an aficionado of marching band tributes.
No.
So I don't know where the bar is for amazing marching band tributes, but this has got to be close to setting it.
I think because Queen set the bar so high in everything they did musically that any logical drumline or marching band is going to go, no, we have to absolutely go past 10.
To the next level. Yeah. So this happened on Saturday. It was the first Ohio State game of the season. At halftime, the marching band takes the field for this tribute to Queen. And so they're playing this huge, epic Queen medley. But not only are they playing the music and marching around the field, they're forming the name of Queen. They're forming bikes that roll across the field.
Are they forming fat bottoms?
No. See any fat bottoms.
Okay.
They snuck those in there. It was sneaky. But they did form both a singer, presumably Freddie Mercury, and guitarist, presumably Brian May, who has already co-signed this clip. And not only are they forming these figures, but the figures move. So you can sort of see the marching band forming Freddie Mercury raising his fist in the air in marching band form.
I wonder if there was one person that was Freddie's stash.
Put that on your resume when you're applying for jobs. And that's today's Music News. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Mary Lucia.
Our producer is Derek Stevens. You can read more about all these stories and see that 10-minute Queen medley featuring the Ohio State Marching Band over at thecurrent.org. We'll be back tomorrow with more Music News headlines.